starting off this morning, taking a look at the state baseball tournament at Principal Park in Des Moines. Yesterday, it was Class 4A getting their turn to get out there and play their quarterfinal round games. The first game of the day ended up being a very close one, with Waukee scoring three runs in the bottom of the sixth to pick up a 3-2 victory over Johnston. Cedar Rapids Prairie beat Davenport West 1-0. It was Iowa City West 4-3 over Cedar Rapids Jefferson, and Des Moines Roosevelt beat Urbandale 11-3. That'll set up the semifinals on Friday for Class 4A, as at 5 o'clock, Waukee will take on Cedar Rapids Prairie, and at 7:30, Iowa City West faces Des Moines Roosevelt. The schedule here for today has Class 1A and 2A semifinals on the slate. At 11 o'clock this morning, Newman Catholic takes on Remsen St. Mary's. At 1:30, West Sioux will face Don Bosco. At Class 2A this evening at 5 o'clock, Clear Lake takes on Hinton, and at 7:30, it's Pleasantville facing Kemper Catholic. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Yadier Molina and pinch hitter Colton Wong each stroked an RBI double in the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals ended Juris Familia's streak of 52 straight saves in rallying past the New York Mets 5-4 on Wednesday night. Yoenis Cespedes hit a go-ahead homer off of Adam Wainwright to cap a three-run comeback in the seventh. They gave the Mets a 4-3 lead, but then Familia, who hadn't blown a regular season save opportunity since July 30th last year, finally faltered. Jed Jerko drew a one-out walk in the ninth and was replaced by pinch runner Randall Grichuk. Molina hit the next pitch to deep center field, and Grichuk scored standing up to tie it. Molina was thrown out at third by Familia on pinch hitter Jeremy Hazelbaker's comebacker, but Hazelbaker stole second and scored when Wong lined a double just inside the left field line. Familia's franchise record save streak was the third longest in Major League history, behind Tom Gordon at 54 and Eric Gagne at 84. Jonathan Broxton, 3-2 on the year, tossed a scoreless eighth, and Sung Wan Oh got three quick outs for his sixth save. Other scores from Major League Baseball yesterday: it was Washington over Cleveland 4-1. Miami beat Philadelphia 11-1. San Diego 8-4 over Toronto. Detroit beat Boston 4-3. It was Tampa Bay topping the Dodgers 3-1. Cincinnati over San Francisco 2-1. Colorado beat Baltimore 3-1. Pittsburgh a 10-1 winner over Seattle. And also in late contest, it was the Cubs topping the White Sox 8-1. Oakland beat the Rangers 6-4. Houston over the Yankees 4-1. Arizona beat Milwaukee 8-1. It was Atlanta a 9-7 winner over Minnesota. And Kansas City beat the LA Angels 7-5. Moving on to some college athletic notes. Former Alabama head coach David Hobbs has been named a special assistant to Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. A former team manager under Hobbs with the Crimson Tide, Hobbs spent six seasons at Alabama, winning 110 games from 1992 to 98. Hobbs was later an assistant at Kentucky for seven seasons on Tubby Smith's staff. Hobbs has worked in the NBA since 2008, serving as a scout for Charlotte, Brooklyn, and Utah. Prohm says his familiarity with Hobbs, combined with Hobbs' professional experience, will make him a strong addition to the Iowa State basketball program. Iowa Hawkeyes are more focused on their 0-2 finish last season than they are the 12-0 regular season start. After running the table, the Hawkeyes lost to Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship and were humbled in the Rose Bowl by Stanford. Junior linebacker Josie Jewell says those losses helped fuel offseason workouts.
The big thing that's been sticking our heads as players from last year's, the last two games, and you know how we finished it and how we didn't want to finish like that. So really, I guess, to come back this year and to be able to change those results, I mean, people are really focusing on that, such as us as the players, I guess. So we're really just focused on that and trying to get better and change things that we did last year to make us a little bit better.
The Hawkeyes face lofty expectations coming into the new season, and Jewell says it's up to the team leaders to help manage those expectations.
Holding everybody accountable is the biggest thing throughout the summer and throughout the offseason during spring ball and stuff like that. Really holding everybody to the highest standards you can and staying focused throughout that. I mean, everybody needs to stay focused during the offseason to be able to best player they want to be and to be able to, you know, just give their full effort.
A number of key players return on defense, but Jewell says the key will be the play of some new faces.
Some guys that are just getting experience from, I guess, last year a little bit was Parker Hesse. He's looking good. And also Matt Nelson, who hasn't played too much, played a little bit last year. Really think he'll be coming along. Both of them as individuals are getting a lot better throughout this offseason, I guess. Another person would be, Brandon Snyder coming in for Lomax. He's looking really good and really strong. So I guess those are the three people I can really see on the defensive side of the ball that really really look like they're going to emerge.
The Hawkeyes open the season on September 3rd against Miami of Ohio. The Kansas City Chiefs have placed running back Jamaal Charles on the physically unable to perform list Wednesday, though Coach Andy Reid said it should not be considered a setback in his return from a knee injury. Charles tore the ACL in his right knee in Week 5 last season. He had surgery soon afterward and was far enough along in his recovery that he participated in some drills during mandatory minicamp. The Chiefs can take Charles off the physically unable to perform list whenever he is medically cleared, and that likely will not happen soon, though. Veterans do not report for the start of training camp until Friday, and even then, Reed said he plans to take it slowly with his star running back. In some Major League Baseball news, the Texas Rangers have acquired right-hander Lucas Harrell and left-hander Dario Alvarez from the Atlanta Braves for a minor league infielder. Harrell is 2-2 with a 3.38 ERA and 5 starts for the Braves since getting called up from AAA Gwinnett earlier this month. Alvarez was 3-1 with a 3.00 ERA and 16 relief appearances for Atlanta this season. Meanwhile, Rangers slugger Prince Fielder will have his season-ending surgery Friday to repair a herniated disc in his neck. It will be handled by the same surgeon who did a cervical fusion on two discs just below the area that is bothering Fielder now. Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp is okay after being bitten on the arm by a shark while catching lobster off the Florida Keys. A photo posted by a fishing charter boat's account on Instagram Wednesday appears to show Sapp's arm with a deep gash. Charter captain Jack Carlson tells the Tampa Bay Times that Sapp was bit while reaching for a lobster the shark was also going after. He says Sapp is okay but might need some stitches. The Daytona 500 is moving back to its traditional weekend in 2018. The race had been held on President's Day weekend from 1968 to 2011, but NASCAR officials tweaked the date beginning in 2012, anticipating changes to the NFL schedule. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.